Bank of Cardiff. This is Ruben.
Hey, this is Tobin Stubbe returning your call.
Sir, can I put you on a brief hold real quick, about 20 seconds?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. Sir, are you with me?
Yes.
Give me one second. All right. Can you give me your business name again, please?
Five Loaves, Two Fish, Mobile Kitchen.
Gotcha.
Number five and the number two.
Yeah, so you applied online, correct?
Yep.
All right. So what kind of equipment are you trying to get? I have like 5,000 to 6,000. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's 3 sandwich coolers, refrigeration units.
How is yours? Is this a food truck?
It is a food truck, but I'm opening up a 10,000 square foot restaurant, 174 seats.
Okay. You're opening a restaurant, gotcha.
Yep.
All right. How long has your business been around for?
2 years.
2 years. All right. What other equipment are you getting besides the equipment from Restaurant Max?
I'm getting a range. I got another 3-foot cooler and a bunch of smallwares and plates and computer system and all that, but I've paid for all those things.
Okay. Well, we actually have two processes here. One is just doing a few pieces of equipment. One is doing, you know, helping you out for overall cash flow. Would you like us to do everything? We can wrap it up as a package deal.
No, just the equipment is fine.
I mean, all the equipment you finance. Would you want to do that in a package deal for cash flow purposes?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it, just to maximize the cash that I have on hand.
No, what I'm saying is, for all the equipment you're buying or have recently purchased, a lot of customers come to us and they say, hey, look, in today's environment, they don't want to scare a lender away from really asking for what they want, which is more funding. They want to, you know, basically get a guaranteed approval. We have a pretty hands-off approach up to about $30,000. So I'm saying if you want us to finance everything you've done for your business, you know, all the equipment, it will help you in a few ways. A, it will get you a better credit rating, and obviously larger deals have a less risk of default because the customer's just taking a small portion. It's a larger transaction. It's going to help them for cash flow purposes, and so the rates are cheaper. So we could give you...
I've already purchased a lot of the other stuff, though, so there's really not much left to finance.
Oh, what I'm saying is a lot of customers come to us and we reimburse them for what they paid cash for our credit card. That's what I'm saying.
It would depend on the interest rate and all that.
You're going to get a better rate by doing a larger transaction, but I can walk you through the process. So just to confirm, are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. We have not pulled your credit yet. Are there any credit issues I should be aware of?
No.
Okay. Great. How much money have you put into this new location? Is it leased or is it owned for the new property?
It's leased.
Okay. What's your monthly rent?
$3,000.
All right. And was the business name the same when you were transitioning?
No, it's going to be operated under a DBA of Five Loaves, Two Fish Cafe.
Okay, and what was the food truck business called?
Five Loaves, Two Fish Mobile Kitchen.
Oh, so the same basic name, not a change in business.
No. Yeah, it's okay. Under the same LLC structure. It'll just be under a fictitious name for the restaurant.
Gotcha. And then the second question I have for you is this. In terms of your... our underwriter's going to analyze your credit and come back to us, and I'll probably shoot you an email with my contact... Oh, I will shoot you an email with my contact information. I've got Tobin at 5loaves2fishtruck.com. They're usually going to ask for 3 months of bank statements just so I can have an idea and, you know, put together your approval pretty quickly. What is your time frame? When do you need to order the equipment? And B, about how much cash on hand do you have in the bank account? So you said right now. Okay, that's pretty common. And B, how much cash on hand are you do you have right now in the bank account?
$30,000.
Okay. All right. So, do you know the lead time for the equipment or no?
I think. Well, no, I'm not sure. They might have some in stock.
Okay. And then, since I give you accurate numbers on like reimbursements, rates, terms like that, we have terms between 1 to 5 years. So I can quote you accurately and not, you know, beat around the bush. In terms of the equipment you've recently purchased, is it a recent purchase within the last 30 days, or is this equipment that you've had for a few months?
In the last 30 days.
Okay. And what's the total amount you've spent besides this equipment? How much have you paid to get equipment, furniture, point of sale, stuff like that?
I think the total so far is $20,000.
So this would make it up to $25,000.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you worked with a vendor before?
Have I worked with a lender before?
No, with the vendor, the equipment dealer.
No, I have not worked with them before.
Okay, did you just find them online?
I did.
Perfect. Okay, thanks for the quick call back. I'm going to get all this rolling, and I will give you a call back tomorrow morning. You'll also get an email from me this evening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.